This is Darrell Jackson with your CCN local news. More than 1 million total early ballots have been cast in North Carolina. That's 13% of the state's 7 million plus registered voters. After Sunday's polls were tallied, 4,304 voters had cast early ballots in Columbus County. Sunday's numbers were delayed slightly statewide due to uploads to the State Board of Elections. And a reminder, you need an approved ID to cast a ballot. If you do not have an approved government issue ID, free voter ID cards are available at the Board of Elections until November 2nd. Early voting locations are the Columbus County Board of Elections Office, Chabron Municipal Annex, Fairbluff Fire and Rescue, the Ransom Center, and the Tabor City Courthouse. Any registered voter may cast an early ballot at any location during this period. If you wait until Election Day, you may only vote in your home precinct. In addition to the Governor, Council of State, and legislative offices, Columbus County voters will have two county school board races to decide for county commissioner seats, Soil and Water Conservation Board, and the Register of Deeds. Whiteville City Schools also have three seats on the ballot, and the Riegelwood Sanitary District has two seats open. And voters are also being asked to decide on a constitutional amendment that will prohibit anyone except for native and naturalized citizens of the United States to vote in North Carolina elections. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office is investigating a drive-by shooting of a Church Lane home early Saturday. The two people inside the home were uninjured, but around $100 damage was reported. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will hold a public hearing on another planned unit development. McGill Meadows is bringing hundreds of new homes to the Dothan area if it is approved. Emergency Services Director David Ransom will also brief the board on staffing issues at Cerro Gordo Fire and Rescue EMS. That meeting starts at 6:30 and may be viewed online. Comments on the public hearing must be made in person. The Hurricane Donation Center is closed this week. Donations can still be dropped off at the Columbus Baptist Association office in Whiteville. Warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools are being accepted. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information. Columbus County Commissioner Laverne Coleman and the Reverend Lamont Heminger are collecting warm clothes and heaters at the east end of the county. Contact them if you are in the Riegelwood-Delco area. And Raven Williamson and Columbus County EMS are also accepting donations of heaters, hand tools, and first responder equipment at their facility on Main Street in downtown Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Darrell Jackson reporting.